Greetings in the name of Christ. I'm retired Pastor John Rickert. Our Holy Scripture lesson for today is from Romans chapter 14, the whole chapter. As for the one who is weak in faith, welcome him, but not to quarrel over opinions. One person believes he may eat anything, while the weak person eats only vegetables. Let not the one who eats despise the one who abstains, and let not the one who abstains pass judgment on the one who eats, for God has welcomed him. Who are you to pass judgment on the servants of another? It is before his own master that he stands or falls, and he will be upheld, for the Lord is able to make him stand. One person esteems one day as better than another, while another person esteems all days alike. Each one should be fully convinced in his own mind. The one who observes the day observes it in honor of the Lord. The one who eats, eats in honor of the Lord, since he gives thanks to God, while the one who abstains, abstains in honor of the Lord and gives thanks to God. For none of us live for himself, and none of us dies to himself. For if we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. So then, whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. For to this end Christ died and lived again, that he might be Lord both of the dead and of the living. Why do you pass judgment on your brother? Or you, why do you despise your brother? For we will all stand before the judgment seat of God. For it is written, As I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then each of us will give an account of himself to God. Therefore, let us not pass judgment on one another any longer, but rather decide never to put a stumbling block or hindrance in the way of a brother. I know and am persuaded in the Lord Jesus that nothing is unclean in itself, but it is unclean for anyone who thinks it is unclean. For if your brother is grieved by what you eat, you are no longer walking in love. But by what you eat, do not destroy the one for whom Christ died. So do not let what you regard as good be spoken of as evil. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Whoever thus serves Christ is acceptable to God and approved by man. By then, let us pursue what makes for peace and for mutual upbuilding. Do not, for the sake of food, destroy the work of God. Everything is indeed clean, but it is wrong for anyone to make another stumble by what he eats. It is good not to eat meat or drink wine or do anything that causes your brother to stumble. The faith that you have, keep between yourself and God. Blessed is the one who has no reason to pass judgment on himself for what he approves. But whoever has doubts is condemned if he eats, because the eating is not from faith, but whatever does not proceed from faith is sin. O Lord, have mercy upon us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. Is there anything more natural than comparing ourselves to others? Can you find it? You find it all around us. The news tells us what movies did the best in the box office this past week. Football fans can debate endlessly over who is the best past or current quarterback, wide receiver, or whatever. School children compare their grades. Adults compare paychecks. Shoot, even pastors do this, comparing how many people are in their church each Sunday. For some reason, when I was growing up, we sort of assumed that athletics was a way to measure which governing system was superior, communism or democracy. So the Olympics was about who had the better government. This even translated into ping pong or chess. Paul points to a real danger in this kind of thinking. It is all too easy to make ourselves look good by putting down others. In Paul's case, the issue was eating and drinking. The Bible actually has any number of passages about eating and drinking. It began in the Garden of Eden, where humanity was prohibited from eating from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Leviticus 11 and Deuteronomy 14 have many rules, such as not eating camels or vultures, pigs, or sea creatures that do not have scales. All such rules were shadows that pointed people to Christ and our New Testament times. In Acts 10, Peter received a vision that declared all foods are now acceptable. Such dietary restrictions served their purpose. Christ has come. This vision taught also that just as all foods are now acceptable, so all people were acceptable. The church could and should reach out to all. You did not have to become a Jew first in order to become a Christian. In the first century church, there were some who understood this and others who did not. Each group was beginning to think that they were better than the other group. They began to think that they were more Christian, more saved even. Paul says this should not be so. All are saved by grace, not by what you do or do not eat. Paul tells the Colossians, therefore let no one pass judgment on you in questions of food and drink, or with regard to a festival or a new moon or a Sabbath. These are a shadow of the things to come, but the substance belongs to Christ. We do not have the time today to ponder how all the dietary restrictions point us to Christ, but in general, they remind us that Jesus was a Jew, circumcised on the eighth day, and that he was pure and holy. He fulfilled all righteousness for us. Now that we have been baptized into Christ, we join with him. As Peter tells us, baptism now saves us. So in our baptism, we receive not only our redemption, but also Christ's holiness, his righteousness, his purity. We are adopted and become children of God. Instead of slavishly living by the law, which has the appearance of holiness, we are called to live in faith towards God and love towards others. In other words, if someone isn't as good a ping pong player as you, recognize this as no big deal and cut them some slack. We all are brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, you turned the heart of him who persecuted the church and by his preaching caused the light of the gospel to shine throughout the world. Grant us to ever rejoice in the salvation light of your gospel and following the example of the apostles Paul who spread it to the ends of the earth. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.